Inside St. Gabriel's Church, in Montreal's Pointe St. Charles neighborhood, a blind Algerian man has been living in sanctuary for the last 3 years. Abdul Kader Belaouni, known by his friends as Kader, has been fighting for status since he first left his home and arrived in the United States many years ago. Kader came to Canada, fleeing a post-9/11 hostility toward Arabs and Muslims in the U.S., and continues to pursue his dream of status in the country he calls home.
Yeah, my name is Abdul Kader Belaouni. My age is 41 years old.
Now, can you tell me a little about yourself? What originally brought you here to Canada?
I came from U.S. Before that, I came from Algeria to U.S., U.S. to Canada. Actually, I came here, what's happening to United States in 2001. So 30 countries was target, and the first country was target by immigration in U.S. It was Algeria, and 30 countries like Muslim countries. And after everything was bad, I remember in 2002, the immigration U.S. asked for the Muslim doesn't have, an Arab doesn't have status, he have to go to space registration. I was the first one who went there, and this day I remember they took my passport, and after many interviews, like 2-3 interviews, I feel my situation came very hard. I feel like they want to deport me in Algeria back. And I said to myself, why are you staying here? And I quit U.S. and I came here in Canada.
And what attracted you here to Montreal in this city and the Pointe St. Charles neighborhood?
Yeah, Pointe St. Charles neighborhood. When I came here, I was working hard here in this area. I was working with some organization here. I'm still working with them too now to do some work with next to poor and children's. And I was working outside the area too, Pointe St. Charles. I was working with another organization for the handicaps, for a handicapped person, and for a year and a half, I had a lot of work, but this is work, only the volunteer work, it's not pay work.
And how many years of your life have you been living without status?
That's a good question. Yeah, it's 7 years in U.S. without status, and here now in Canada too. 3 years now without status.
So you've been here for 3 years here at the St. Gabriel's Church in Sanctuary?
Yeah, but no, it's almost 6 years in Canada.
And 3 of those years have been spent here in the church?
Yeah.
Now, do you ever leave the church? Do you go out into the community, or how does that work for you?
For sure, no. I never went outside. For me, it's so hard to go outside. Because it's not easy. I don't want to put my safety and the risk, you know.
Now, what is that risk?
I don't have any status, and the government knows, and the police knows I don't have any status. And maybe, you know, if I'm going outside, and sure, if the police see me outside, or the immigration, actually, the immigration, like the security guard immigration, to see me outside, for sure, don't arrest me. Yeah.
Now, what does it mean to you to live here without status here in Canada? Do you feel accepted?
I'm almost 13 years in North America, okay? I grew up here. I like almost my half life it's here. And I feel like one from these countries. Now I have no idea what's going on in Algeria. And I almost spend my half life here in North America. I feel that's my place.
So you no longer connect with Algeria because you left it a long time ago. What was the situation in Algeria that made you want to leave?
Yeah, the situation was so bad, and still so bad in Algeria. It's a lot of problems, political problems. I mean, can you imagine what a blind you want to do there? That's why I feel like no more life. That's why I quit, and I said, this is no more life here in this place in Algeria. I'm a human being. I want life, you know? And now I feel like, why? I can't go back to hell, you know? Like I said, I almost know nothing now about Algeria. It's very strange for me. Just when sometimes I talk to my brother and my sister, I feel like, because I'm older, I don't know nothing. Sometimes my brothers and my sister talk to me, I can't understand what you want to say. The problem is not language. The problem is like no grammar, no vocabulary, you know? To talk with the new vocabulary, I don't know. Just to make me laugh.
When you first left Algeria to come to the United States, I mean, what was the adjustment like, you know, finding work and then having to relocate again to Canada after 9/11?
Yeah, when I came here in Canada, it's different from the United States. I was working, I just to find the work. And I give my dossier to organization for blinds to find me job. For many, many years, doesn't find me any job because they said, oh, it's time to find me job. They said, oh, Kadar, you don't have status. And the day when I went to immigration to ask them about my status, said to me, no, we can't give you the status because you don't have job. I mean, here the job, it's, we talk about the paid job, you know. I feel like as I was between two fires, I have to find a job, the immigration want to give me status. If not, the immigration doesn't give me my status because I don't have a job. I was running to find a job, paid job, but I couldn't. And the whole why I couldn't find a job because I'm blind.
So it seems like a difficult situation because you're looking for work. They tell you without status, you can't find work.
Yeah, that's what they told me. I came here, I remember, on March 21st in 2003. And I give my dossier to Organization for Blind on 21 July. I mean, just 3 months when I came here. I was always going by myself to find a job too. I called many places, say to me no. Always say to me no. We don't need handicap.
And all this time since living here in Canada, you've been fighting with Immigration Canada to gain status, to become a citizen so you can work legally here?
That's why I was hoping immigration do want to understand my situation. But immigration never understand my situation. Maybe understand, but doesn't care. But I'm thinking immigration doesn't understand my situation very well.
Do you fear the fact that immigration could come any day and take you?
Everything's possible.
But you live with the hope that you can stay and gain citizenship here in Canada?
Yeah, that's why I hope every day and every night.
Now the committee that was set up to help support you and protect you, how did that come about? How was that group formed?
This is my friend, my own friend. And the group also, my community supports my friend, my own friend. I meet them in the march between Montreal to Ottawa. After we became friends. And after that, when I had this bad situation, deportation, that's how my friend came around to me. And that's how I have my community support. But I have some, just I meet them just after when I came in the church too. It's very interesting people, like some doctors, some, you know, some journalism.
What has it been like having the community rally around your cause and really advocate on behalf of you?
I have support from 250 organizations, okay, maybe more now. And plus my community here in Pointe Saint-Charles. This is very amazing. It's not support me just with words, support me with everything, you know. My community here in Pointe Saint-Charles helped me a lot, but I don't know how I can explain to you how. Pointe Saint-Charles, it's, for me, it's mean many things.
What does it mean to you personally? Do you feel emotional that these people have come together?
Yeah, that's very emotional, yeah. Because they believe what I'm fighting for. Because they know my case very well. And they know we have discrimination in my case. That's why they support me a lot. My committee knows everything about me before I came here and when I came here in the church too.
Now, you also host a radio program. Is it a monthly program here in Montreal?
Yeah, it's a monthly program. Yeah, it's always on third Friday in the month.
And what kind of issues do you deal with in your program?
I'm talking about many issues, many different subjects. But the most, my show, they're talking about discrimination and the poverty, the poor, and the children's. Social injustice, always.
The social injustice faced by immigrants within Canada?
For everything, it's not only immigrant. What I'm talking, I feel myself, I'm Canadian, I'm not immigrant. I'm talking about everything, what's happened. It's not only immigrant. I can talk about the First Nation, the Anglo-Canadian or Franco-Canadian or Allo-Canadian, you know? I'm talking about everything. It's not, I never had one subject to talk.
So you explain the struggle that you face being a blind Algerian man living within Canada in sanctuary and try to give that to the audience?
That's well, yeah.
What are some of these struggles that you've faced since being here in Montreal?
My struggles here, I'm live with the hope. It's my hope. I'm a very positive person and I love everyone. One day I will get my status. I know you once said to me, this is 3 years, Kader, you wait, that's true, 3 years, but I'm live with the hope.
Your status is hope?
Yeah.
Do you believe that you will get status here in Canada?
For sure, and soon. It's going to be soon.
Great. Well, thank you so much for your time, Abdelkader.
You're welcome, Adam.
That was Abdelkader Belaouni, and we spoke at St. Gabriel's Church in Pointe-Saint-Charles, Montreal. And I'm Adam Bema.